you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
10,000 Jamaicans to benefit on the New Employment Opportunities Project. We tell you more on this week's edition of Career Talk. Welcome to the program. The government remains steadfast in its efforts to provide increased employment opportunities for youth as part of its growth thrust. Against this background, approximately 10,000 young persons are expected to benefit under the New Employment Opportunities for Youth in Jamaica, NEO Jamaica project. The initiative, officially launched under the patronage of Governor General Sir Patrick Allen, is being spearheaded by the Private Sector Organization of Jamaica, PSOJ, under its Youth Upliftment Through Employment Youth Program. It aims to increase job prospects for unattached youth ages 17 to 29.
This initiative is poised to address many of the issues which our young people are confronted. This bolsters the point, therefore, that the youth cannot be a blind spot in nation building and development if we leave them out of the project of building this nation, then we do that to our own peril.
The Governor General says Jamaican youth should be provided with vocational skills and life training opportunities to compete on the global stage. While commending the various stakeholders supporting the project, the Governor General is also imploring young people to make use of the opportunity.
Vision without action is just a dream. Action without vision merely passes time. But vision with action can change the world. And that you are poised to do through this program known as NEO.
NEO Jamaica is expected to provide better training services, career counseling, and critical information about labor supply and demand to participants. The project will also facilitate mentorship from professionals and a public-private partnership where 100 employers will provide internships and jobs for vulnerable youth. Implementation of the program is expected to cost an estimated $9.3 million. Funding for the project will also be used to strengthen 11 training and employment centers, train 90 professionals to provide services, including teaching methods tailored to young people, job placement services, and strengthening life skills. In endorsing the program, Education Minister Senator Roel Reed says public-private partnership is essential in addressing youth unemployment.
The primary thrust of the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, build our youth for the future. Through partnerships with the public and private sectors, plus non-governmental organizations, we have found ways to increase short, medium, and long-term opportunities for our young people. It is imperative.
Youth Upliftment Through Employment Youth Chairman Joseph Matalan says more needs to be done to reduce youth unemployment in the country.
Demands integrated responses to the challenges of youth unemployment, as well as the changing nature of work that is being brought about by rapid technological advances. To respond effectively will require that governments, employers, youth development NGOs, and workers' organizations all come together to collectively think about policies, strategies, and actions within their respective mandates.
NEO Jamaica is slated to run from 2016 to 2018. It is being jointly financed by the Inter-American Development Bank's IDB Multilateral Investment Fund, IMF, and local stakeholder partners. Jamaica is the first English-speaking country and the 11th nation to join the program. That's it for this week's Career Talk. Thanks for listening. I'm Andre Palmer for producer Shanari Ferron.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache, and weakness. Protect yourself from Zikvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.